Welcome to this week's edition of Mountain Outhouse News. I'm your host, Jam Jam. This is the crazy shit to happen in running this week. This week's stories include, has the Mako show gone too far? Ultra Trail World Tour lays out some spicy DNF tweets, and FloTrack debuts the 40s on 40 challenge. Iron Mike Wardian was back at it again this past weekend with another record and another celebratory Fortnite dance. This time, he was seen flossing with his kids after setting a new fastest known time, or FKT, on the Washington and Old Dominion Railroad Trail, or WNOD Trail for short. This FKT has some history to it, as the full 45-mile route along the abandoned railway path was a low-key event called the Andiamo Run for approximately 16 years up until 2011. If it was held beyond that, I couldn't find info on the VHTRC website. The route runs the length of that flat path between Purcellville and Arlington, Virginia. The best time recorded in the run was back in 1995 by Harvey Hall of North Carolina, who ran an impressive 5-hour, 29-minute time. I suppose since the event doesn't seem to be regularly held, it has now transcended into the realm of FKTs. Mike Wardian announced his intention on February 20th to go after the record and succeeded just a few days later by running 5 hours, 6 minutes, and 10 seconds on February 23rd, apparently fitting it in amongst his kids' soccer games and swim meets. FloTrack is shaking things up with a new twist on the ever-popular booze and running beer mile challenge that has been enjoyed by countless a jogger over the years. The football-inspired 40s on 40 debuted on their YouTube channel this week, and it looks absolutely terrifying.
What is 40s on the 40s, you may ask?
It's simple. You run a 40-yard dash while drinking 40 ounces of malt liquor.
Drinking 40 ounces of malt liquor from a brown paper bag as quickly as possible, and then sprinting the 40-yard dash is not my idea of a good time. And the projectile vomiting from Gordon proves it wasn't the best of times for him either. If you think this is something we should do here on this channel, like this video and comment below. God help us. We are just zipping right along through this year's Ultra Trail World Tour events. This past weekend brought the Trans Gran Canaria race, an 80-mile run across the Spanish island of Gran Canaria off the coast of Africa. On the ladies' side, American crusher Caitlin Gerben took the trip overseas to challenge last year's winner Magdalena Lakzak of Poland, as well as China's top women's star Miao Yao and Brazilian Fernanda Maciel. It was Yao out front early, but she dropped, which left Lazek to barely fend off Caitlin to win for the second straight year in 1622. Gerben was second in 1635. On the men's side, the big American headliner was Hayden Hawk, sporting his new Ultras, and co-leading the race with two-time winner Pau Capel through the 40K mark. Hayden ended up dropping due to hypernatremia, or consuming too much sodium and electrolytes during the race. Yes, people, you can eat too much salt out there. Take a chill pill every once in a while to break up those salt pills. This left the door wide open for Capel, who accelerated to his third straight win here in 1242. Pablo Villa, also of Spain, was second in 1331. Some other big names, including Timothy Olsen and Min Qi of China, were also drops. What gained some attention during the race was not just the top runners, but UTWT's own tweets describing some of these elite drops. Take this one announcing Miao Yao's DNF. Miao Yao had to give up, and Magdalena Lakzal is still leading the women's race. But she has Caitlin Gerben and Fernand Maciel together not so far behind her. And they won't give up. Let's fight for the victory. Hashtag become a finisher. Damn. And later, describing Hayden's withdrawal, Hayden Hawks decides to quit. Congrats anyway, Hayden, and thank you for the great show. Hashtag become a finisher. Absolutely brilliant and brutal at the same time. We next head to the Beast Coast for the Mount Mitchell 40 miler in North Carolina. This one goes up to the highest peak east of the Mississippi and always brings out some stiff competition. In this 22nd edition of the race, Luke Paulson won in 4:29 over Michael Owen in 4:37. For the ladies, it was Amanda Morris who defeated defending champ Eliza LaPierre in 5:27, compared to Eliza's 5:34. Belgium's Legends Trail is a unique race that seems to just keep getting longer each and every year. This edition is underway soon and features a 250-kilometer course with 7,000 meters of climb. The race is mostly self-supported, with only four checkpoints the entire race. We'll tune in next week to see how everyone is faring. A small follow-up to last week's Fast 100 in Hong Kong, viewer Corey Lewandowski shared some commentary that unfortunately these types of permit issues in Asia are more commonplace than not. In Taiwan, for example, a company called Charming Trail attempted to stage a race in Yangmingshan National Park, which, spoiler alert, does not permit trail running events. The national park threatened to arrest registered participants if they showed up on race day, so Charming attempted to move the venue, but ended up canceling outright, offering to transfer entry fees to the next edition, which there never was one. Oopsies. Another race had failed to obtain permission to run through a farmer's property, and after the lead runners trampled some of his precious crops, police showed up and forced the rest of the field to go home. Can you imagine? Wow. In his most recent episode of The Mako Show, chronicling his second place finish at the 2019 Black Canyon 100K, Chris Mako included a scene where his father wipes his ass on camera.
A bit of penance for his finish line kerfuffle. He did make it up to me immediately following the race. I was a little bit messy down in the nether regions after a couple of trailside emergencies. If there's any way for a father to demonstrate his love for his son, it is cleaning his 32-year-old son's butt in a very public parking lot.
Happy birthday! Happy 70th birthday! Mako Show! Mako Show!
Dad, I love you. Happy birthday.
Has the Mako Show gone too far? Should he rename his show Between Two Cheeks? Stay tuned for more next week. Some interesting FKT news out of New Zealand. It was recently uncovered that an FKT attempt by Perry Newburn to break a four-decade-old record for running across the country was a fraud. Back in 1975, Siggy Bauer ran the length of New Zealand in 18 days and 9 hours, and the record stands today. Perry this past year supposedly beat that historic mark by just 19 minutes, but later admitted to taking a couple of small car rides across narrow bridges that he claimed were just too dangerous to run across with all the traffic. Go on. Well, with some further info from his crew revealed later, he was driven over 350 kilometers of the 2,100 kilometer route. That's a lot of crowded bridges, pal. So, although that run was a bust, keep an eye on Curly Jacobs, who will be making his own attempt on the record starting April 29th. Our final story this week is a tribute to ultra pioneer Ron Bentley, who passed away at age 88 this week. Back in 1973, he set a world record at the 24-hour running, distance 161 miles, 545 yards, setting a new standard, being the first to break the 160-mile barrier. He ran some fast 100-mile times too, including a 12:37 back in 1971. Cheers, Ron.
Now, you ran 161 miles and 500-odd yards in 24 hours. That's like running from Birmingham to Brighton.
That's right, yeah.
Can you give me some idea of your daily training schedule?
At the moment?
Yeah.
About 24 miles a day.
And how do you do that?
I run 5 or 6 miles to work, train lunch times, attack on the Pollock's ground, just not far from here. Then I run back home at night at 14 or 15 miles. Just according what schedule we're on that day.
Now, what are the problems about running that kind of distance? Is it your feet?
Well, it's the pressure on the mind more than anything else. I knew that my body could do it if my mind could last it. The pressure of trying to get the record.
What keeps you going?
Well, the record, actually, but the other runners in the race helped me along a lot.
In fact, you put the record up by 2 miles, I think, didn't you?
Yes.
We did have a viewer point out that we failed to include any outhouses from this last week. Let's check out some viewer submissions, including this amazing one from Patty O'Leary.
Oh, s***. Bit blustery in this toilet.
And with that, thanks for tuning into episode 134 of Outhouse News. Thanks for checking out the show, and we'll see you next time. If you have crazy stories to share or a question or feedback for the show, please leave a comment below. If you'd like to directly support the show financially, consider becoming a Patreon supporter of the channel, or pick up this custom pair of Jam Jam sunglasses. Link below. Happy Beauty Week.